तेरा मन चारी जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वन चारी यमुना तीरा वन चारी जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः तयैवं रममाणस्य कामकश्मलचेतसा क्षणार्धम् इव राजेन्द्र व्यतिक्रान्तं नवं वय तयैवं रममाणस्य कामकश्मलचेतसा क्षणार्धम् इव राजेन्द्र व्यतिक्रान्तं नवं वय तयैवं रममाणस्य कामकश्मलचेतसा क्षणार्धम् इव राजेन्द्र व्यतिक्रान्तं नवं वय वन टू वर्ड मीनिंग तया With her, evam, in this way, ramamanasya, enjoying. Kama, full of lust. Kashmala, sinful. Chetasa, his heart. Shanardham, in half a moment. Eva, like. Raja Indra, O king. Vyatikrantam, expired. Navam, new. Vayaha, life. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. My dear King Prachini Bharishad, in this way, King Puranjan, with his heart full of lust and sinful reactions, began to enjoy sex with his wife. And in this way, his new life and youth expired in half a moment. Purport. Srila Govinda Das Thakur has sung, Edhana yauvana putra parijan ithe ki ache parati tire kamala dala jala jivana talamala bhajahu hari padani tire. In this verse, Srila Govinda Das actually says that there is no bliss in the enjoyment of youthful life. In youth, a person becomes very lusty to enjoy all kinds of sense objects. The sense objects are form, taste, smell, touch and sound. The modern scientific method or advancement of scientific civilization encourages the enjoyment of these five senses. The younger generation is very pleased to see a beautiful form, to hear radio messages of material news, and sense gratificatory songs, to smell nice scents, nice flowers, and to touch the soft body or breast of a young woman and gradually touch the sex organs. All of this is also very pleasing to the animals. Therefore, in human society, there are restrictions in the enjoyment of the five sense objects. If one does not follow, he becomes exactly like an animal. Thus, in this verse, it is specially stated, Kama Kashmala Chetasa. The consciousness of King Puranjan was polluted by lusty desires and sinful activities. In the previous verse, it is stated that Puranjan, although advanced in consciousness, lay down on a very soft bed with his wife. This indicates that he indulged too much in sex. The words Navam Vaya are also significant in this verse. They indicate the period of youth from age 16 to 30. These 13 or 15 years of life are years in which one can very strongly enjoy the senses. When one comes to this age, he thinks that life will go on and that he will simply continue enjoying his senses. But time and tide wait for no man. The span of youth expires very quickly. One who wastes his life simply by committing sinful activities in youth immediately becomes disappointed and disillusioned when the brief period of youth is over. The material enjoyments of youth are especially pleasing to a person who has no spiritual training. If one is trained only according to the bodily conception of life, he simply leads a disappointed life. Because bodily sense enjoyment finishes within 40 years or so. After 40 years, one simply leads a disillusioned life because he has no spiritual knowledge. For such a person, the expiration of youth occurs in half a moment. Thus, King Puranjan's pleasure, which he took in lying down with his wife, expired very quickly. Kama Kashmala Chetasa also indicates that unrestricted sense enjoyment is not allowed in the human form of life by the laws of nature. If one enjoys his senses unrestrictedly, he leads a sinful life. The animals do not violate the laws of nature. For example, the sex impulse in animals is very strong during certain months of the year. The lion is very powerful. He is a flesh eater and very strong. But he enjoys sex only once in a year. Similarly, according to religious injunctions, a man is restricted to enjoy sex only once in a month after the menstrual period of the wife. And if wife is pregnant, he is not allowed sex life at all. That is the law for human beings. A man is allowed to keep more than one wife because he cannot enjoy sex when the wife is pregnant. If he wants to enjoy sex at such a time, he may go to another wife who is not pregnant. These are laws mentioned in the Manu Samhita and other scriptures. These laws and scriptures are meant for human beings. As such, if one violates these laws, he becomes sinful. The conclusion is that unrestricted sense enjoyment means sinful activities. Illicit sex is sex that violates the laws given in the scriptures. When one violates the laws of the scriptures or the Vedas, he commits sinful activities. One who is engaged in sinful activities cannot change his consciousness. Our real function is to change our consciousness from Kashmala, sinful consciousness, to Krishna, the Supreme Pure. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Param Bhavan. Krishna is the Supreme Pure, and if we change our consciousness from material enjoyment to Krishna, we become purified. This is the process recommended by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the process of Cheto Darpana Marjanam, cleansing the mirror of the heart. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्री गुरु वैष्णवांश श्री रूपं सागरजातां सहगण रघुनाथां निदं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादां सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश नमः ओम विष्णुवादाय कृष्ण भ्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण सो आई सीक द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द डिवोटीज प्रेजेंट हियर सो दैट आई कैन स्पीक फॉर द ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ द लॉर्ड एंड प्यूरिफिकेशन ऑफ माई हार्ट फ्रॉम दिस टॉपिक ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम So this purport is very esoteric, so difficult to speak from. So So we'll more focus on the translation. A translation, what it is said, is the My dear King Prachini Parishad, in this way, King Puranjan, with his heart full of lust and sinful reactions, began to enjoy sex with his wife, and in this way, his new life and youth expired in half a moment. So how his life, he was enjoying sense gratification, and how his life went away, passed in half a moment. So we'll discuss a little bit about time. So how time passes for different people. So recently I had written a poem on time. So it is going to come in next month BTG. So I am just read it. You need not read BTG. So I cannot sing, of course, like Shweddi Prabhu, but but I will just read. This title is Sweet Memories. In the debris of old junk, I salvaged a family photo. I kept staring through it, couldn't very easily forego. Old memories flashed past my rusty mind. Friends, relatives, brothers, posing themselves, faces shined. Although unwilling and uninclined, in the river of time they flowed. Their faces lost the shine, their backs to mighty time bowed. Time, I am the destroyer of everything. In timeless Gita echoes voice of Lord. Now all that's remaining with me is list of names from bygone record. We are the eternal souls, changing bodies, passing time. This life's just a flash in infinity. Why worry for me and mine? You offer heaps of gold coins, but time and tide waits for none. We are progressing to the end with every rising and setting of sun. Alas, alas, what have I done? Immersed in sweet memories, time just passed, exhausting my breath. Standing ahead now is the cruel death. Please tell me, what shall I do now? Only one hope I foresee now, taking shelter of source of all charisma. His name is beautiful Krishna. This is the poem I written. So, Ajahn Prabhupada had written one poem during his Vanaprastha days. There is a list of names. You might have read in Leelamrit. What is now remaining is the list of names. Because he was telling that I had so many relatives and loving father and this and that. But all they have now gone. What I have just is a list of names of those people. Like that. I just wrote like that. So how time passes? Radha Govind Maharaj also gives one analogy of the time, that just like in a watch, we have three hands. One is second hand, another is minute hand, and third is hours hand. So when the second hand goes all one circle around, and the minute hand goes little bit ahead, and when the minute hand goes full round in the clock, then the hour hand goes little ahead. So like that Maharaj was telling. So time is relative in this universe. So here in this Bhumandala, when 6 months go, and the demigods, their planet, it's only 12 hours. And when there many, many years ago, for Brahma, it's just 1 second, like that. So how time is relative, Maharaj was telling, depend on the clock, clock's three hand, like that. So also, Panini also says, the grammarian, Sanskrit grammarian, he also is telling about how the time factor he divides, just like we have the swaras in three divisions, that is rasva, dirgha and pluta. Sometimes a, we say a, a and a, if we call somebody like that. So it's rasva, dirgha, pluta. So Panini was a great observer. He observed in nature these three matras, ek matra, don matra and tin matra. So he observed some, there is one bird, chak, the name of the bird is chak. He has a sound of one matra. And there is this crow who has a sound of two matras. Cow. I don't know. And the peacock has a three matra. It is plut. So he did. And there is half matra also. That is of a mungus, he said. Chik. Like that, he says, chik. It is half matra. So he gives the example. But he thought of, if I give so many examples, so the book will become big. So he observed there is one bird, one creature who makes all three sounds, and that is a cock. Kukuduku. So all three matras are there in that. So he gives the example for explaining this, Raswa, Dirgha and Pluta. In our Sanskrit class we have this. So how time is relative. So the time factor is compared to Kala Sarpa. So Radha Govind Maharaj says that why it is compared to only Sarpa? Why not to any other animal? So he says that Sarpa actually, when he catches its prey, so mouse or a frog or like that. So when the snake catches the prey, it is very difficult for the prey to get out. And it slowly but surely eats that prey. So Kala Sarpa is also like that. Slowly but surely it eats away our lifespan. So that's why it is compared to Sarpa, snake, Kala Sarpa. So here we see how Prachini Parishat, his, in the story, King Puranjan, his life, his youth, expired in just half a moment. Because he was so much absorbed in sense gratification that how time went by, he didn't knew only. It just passed in half a moment. Like that, because he was so much absorbed in sense gratification. So the word comes abhinivesh. One is so much absorbed in sense gratification, then one doesn't know how the time passes. So Prachini Bari Puranjan was so much absorbed in sense gratification that his life passed in half a moment. So another example we see in Bhagavatam is Ajamil. Ajamil also was so much engrossed in sense gratification with the prostitute that how time went by and how he was 88 years old, he also didn't come to know. Time passed so fast. And he was like almost on the deathbed when he was 88 years old. So one who is engaged in sense gratification, time passes so fast. So it is told, actually one of the acharyas, Vijay Dhwaj Tirtha, he explains that how this Ajamil, when he was old and on the deathbed, so that time when his son, his name was Narayan, he was playing, so he calls his son Narayan. But Vijay Dhwaj Tirtha says that actually he calls his son Narayan, but he actually remembers Narayan. Like that he is telling. And he gives the example where the word Tanaya, Tanaya comes, Bhagavad Shukadeva Goswami uses the word Tanaya. Tanaya is like one who is expansion of the body, his son. He calls his son Tanaya, his son named Narayan. But Vijay Dhwaj Tirtha says that Tanaya also means Tanu Vistare, means one who expands in every body, who is actually Paramatma, who is Narayan. That also means Tanaya. That is another meaning he says. So that's how actually Ajamil remembers Narayan. He calls his son Narayan, but actually he remembers Narayan. Means Lord Narayan. That's why the four Vishnudas come there. Like that. And also in Prabhupada, one of the lectures, he also says like this. The Ajamil knew that this my son, such a young son, what he can save me? He cannot save me. So although he calls his son Narayan, but he remembers actually Narayan. Prabhupada also confirms this. So Ajamil remembers Narayan, although he calls his son Narayan. Like that. And we see another example of Yayati Maharaj also. How time passed for him so fast. He also enjoyed with his wife, and time passes so fast, and for many, many years together he the time went by. So one who is absorbed in sense gratification, the time passes so fast. But we see the example here, another example, one who is absorbed in service and they don't know how the time passes. So in Bhagavatam, the example is of Devahuti serving Kardamuni. The verse comes, Vishrambena Atma Sauchena Gauravena Damena Cha Shushrushraya Sauradena Vacha Madhuraya Cha Bho Visrujya Kamam Dambam Cha Dvesham Lobham Agham Agham Madam Apramadyado Nityam Tejiyasam Atoshayat. So in this verse it is said that how she served Kardamuni, giving up lobh, dvesh, sinful activities like that, madness like that. She served Kardamuni. And how time passed, she also couldn't come to know. So Prabhupada tells that how a disciple should serve a spiritual master in such a way, he doesn't know how the time is passing. So that is absorption in service. One who is absorbed in service, he also doesn't know how the time passes. So here Narad Muni is telling this allegorical story to Prachini Barishad. So when Narad Muni was telling the story of Puranjan to Prachini Barishad, so that time Prachini Barishad was thinking, yes, Narad Muni is telling me right, I should renounce. So he was thinking of renouncing after his sons Prachitas come back. He was saying, yes, I should renounce. When my sons will come, I will hand over them this kingdom and then I will retire to the forest. But then Narad Muni tells another story to Prachini Barishad. That is of a deer. How the deer is nicely eating the grass in the forest and so much absorbed in eating the grass. But he doesn't know, on one side there is a hunter who is about to kill the deer and another side is a tiger who is also waiting. So this another allegorical story Narad Muni tells to Prachini Barishad. Then Prachini Barishad thinks, enough. And he thinks, let the sons come later, they will take the kingdom, they will get married, I need not worry. He just leaves without their coming, like that. So Narad Muni's message was very strong and clear. He renounces immediately without the Prachitas coming back, like that. So Prabhupada gives in one of the purport the importance of leaving home at right time. So vanaprastha one has to take where one should leave immediately when the right time comes. So Prabhupada gives the analogy. He says, just like in the government office, if you have visited government office, so government office, the people, they are the employees, they may come at any time, but they go at the right time. Whether the work is pending or not pending, they leave the office at the right time. So Prabhupada says, just like that, vanaprastha, he should leave home whether the things are pending or not pending, he should leave at the right time. You should not work while things are pending so many. Like that. Prabhupada gives exactly, he must have experienced government offices. So, another example I heard. So, just like there are, when we drive on the road, there are signals. So, when we are driving a vehicle, so we see green signal. Green signal means we have to go. And the yellow is that now keep your speed low and try to stop. And red means stop actually. So generally when if you are driving and the green is now about to turn yellow, so the driver is supposed to slow down the vehicle. But generally what we do, the green is about to increase the accelerator. We want to go through. we don't slow, rather we increase the speed. So like that, everybody is telling. Like actually, Grihastha Ashram is like the green signal. The Vanaprastha is actually the yellow. And the red is sannyas. So generally, in Vanaprastha, one should slow down his sense gratification. But generally, people, what they do? In the Vanaprastha time only, they increase their sense gratification. and they full accelerate. Instead of trying to stop and leave the house, the people, they increase sense gratification in the vanaprastha. So, it's like yesterday my parents had come. My parents and uncle, they had come for our Anand Balrampur's marriage. So they had come, so they were also calling me, come for that. So Anand Balrampur's wife, they, some relatives ours. So all our relatives had come for the marriage, and my parents were also calling. I didn't go. But my father was, I was explaining to my father that actually now you are almost like 70. You should now take vanaprastha rather than you are calling me for the marriage. So he was telling that why marriage is important. So he was telling to me that see what work you are doing now. So if you get married, then two of you can do the same work in half of the time. That was. You are saying you are very selfish. You are alone doing bhakti. Don't be selfish. So I was just hearing all their arguments. So I was telling you about vanaprastha and he was telling me about getting married. So that is the way. You know, now the time for them to slow down, but they want to increase their material enjoyment. And he was telling that, now also I can, you know, arrange for your kidnapping. He's saying, I can now also arrange if you don't come. So I was calling Mahavira Prabhu, you please come and sit. To me. If they kidnap, they will kidnap both of us. So, anyway, so we see even Uttanapad, King Uttanapad, he also left before Dhruva Maharaj could get married. Then Prabhupada there also writes that generally a father should actually make his son married and then he can leave. So, but Uttanapad understood that he should leave immediately. This marriage and these things will keep on happening. People need not be told, If somebody wants to marry, he will get married automatically, So Uttanapad leaves before Dhruva getting married, like that. He leaves at the right time. And also there is a chapter, Pandavas retire timely. They also leave. Although things were pending, they retire on time. So one has to retire on time. So one devotee was telling how, of course, the Grahastha ashram is also bona fide, and Brahmachari also ashram also bona fide. By both way, one, if one follows all the rules and regulation, one can achieve perfection. So devotee was telling how Kardama Muni was an ideal householder, and we see Narad Muni as an ideal Brahmachari. So he was telling either be like Kardama Muni or be like Narad Muni, but don't be like Shobari Muni. He came out, he married 50 daughters and he just went on enjoyment, trying to compensate for so many years together. And then later afterwards in the end he realizes the mistake. So both ashrams are bona fide. So our Radhika Vallabhu was telling this very nice statement. I was telling that there is no service which we cannot do and there is no service which only we can do. So there is no service which we cannot do. Means if some service is there of cleaning the toilet, I cannot do this. I cannot do or anything. So this service is I cannot do. This is too menial. I cannot do this service. One cannot say any service. One cannot. So one cannot say I cannot do this service or that service. There is no service which one cannot do. And there is no service which only you can do. That is, if I am there, I will do this service. If I am not there, who will do? You are not indispensable. If you go, somebody else will do. So there is no service which you cannot do, and there is no service which only you can do. So devotee should not think if Jai Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra ki Jai. A devotee should not think, oh, things are pending and I should stay now, continue. Who will do? Somebody will do. So one should leave house at the right time. So here, but Puranjan is engrossed in sense gratification and how his life passed, he doesn't know. Like that. So the family life also is described in Bhagavatam as griheshu kuta dharmeshu sakto gramya sukhechaya karma tantram vitunote vedavada vipannadhi. So here, family life is actually kuta dharmeshu, griheshu kuta dharmeshu. So I heard one devotee was telling this kutumba, actually it also refers that Bharan, one does the Bharan maintenance of the family with illegal means. That is actually kutumba. That is kutumba. So generally illegal means has to be employed when one is having a family life. One doesn't say that this is my sutumba. This is kutumba only. One has to engage in some or the, is in unavoidable like that. So in the Prithu Maharaj section, this verse comes. It says, Sauttama shloka mahan mukhachyuto bhavat padambhoja sudhakana nila smitir punar vismrita tattva vartmanam kuyogi namno vitarati alamvarai. So Prithu Maharaj is praying to the Lord that all conditions, living entities, they have forgotten you. So when a devotee speaks about the Lord, the saffron dust particles from the Lord's lotus feet, they are there in the heart of a devotee. And when the devotee speaks, the saffron particles which are there in the heart, they come out, and actually when the hearer hears, the smriti punar, so one remembers his eternal relationship with the Lord. The saffron particles has such potency which are there in the Lord's lotus feet, and when a devotee speaks, that saffron particles comes out, and when they enter in the ear of the audience, they remember their eternal relationship with the Lord. So we are here since time immemorial, and when we hear about the Lord's glories, then one remembers his eternal relationship with the Lord. So Prithu Maharaj is praying that let me just hear your glories. I don't want any other benedictions. Alam varai, he says, enough of those benedictions. I just want to hear, that's all. One devotee was telling Balram Shakti Guru that even our devotees on Ekadashi say, they say, alam varai, enough of varai. I want something else. But Prithu Maharaj say, alam varai is enough of those benedictions. I just want to hear your glories. That's all. So he is asking, Vidhatsvakarna yutam eshamevara. Give me millions of years to hear about you, so that I can remember you, which I have forgotten the relationship with you, like that. So Prithu Maharaj says that please give me what the Mayavadis reject. And please give them what I reject. So the Mayavadis reject the senses. So he's saying ears, the Mayavadis don't want ears, give their ears to me. They don't want senses. And what I have is mukti. Mukti, I don't want mukti. What I reject, you give them. But what they reject, that you give me. Prithu Maharaj praying to the Lord, like that. So to hear. So one should pass his time in hearing. So utilize the time in hearing. It is said that Swayambhu Manu spent his whole life, like one manvantara, just in hearing. It is said that he would hear the glories of the Lord, always. He would spend his time hearing the glories of the Lord. So that is how the time should be used, not for sense gratification. So in the English it is saying that use it or lose it. You use the time properly or you lose it. Use it or lose it. So sense gratification takes away the time so fast. It's like Bhishma Dev also says, Vayur eva ghanavali. how the wind carries the clouds from one place to another. A cloud also doesn't know. So swiftly it carries. So time passes so swiftly, like that. So also in Bhagavatam, the another example is the grass which is there on the banks of a lake. The grass actually sucks the water from the lake slowly and gradually. So like that, the sense gratification sucks our energy. Bhagavatam, the example comes. So the material pleasure, so how this material pleasure is, one devotee was telling, it's an oxymoron. So what is oxymoron is, in English it is figures of speech. Oxymoron, alankar. So oxymoron is just like somebody says, today I am little too busy. So the two opposite words are there, little and too. Or the example is, there was a deafening silence in the room. Or it is open secret. So the two opposite words used is called oxymoron. So like that, material pleasure is oxymoron. So matter and pleasure, actually they are opposite words. Material pleasure doesn't exist like that. So sense gratification is compared to like a painkiller. Chaitanya Charitamrita was giving this example. As painkiller tablets or we take. So painkiller, actually a soul needs a real happiness, a love of God. But the living entity searches it in sense gratification. So sense gratification is like painkiller. For some time, it satisfies. But again, one wants. So painkiller also, for some time you take, then again the pain comes, then again you have to take. And the more and more dose one has to take of the painkiller. So the real satisfaction of the soul, if it is not addressed, if one just engages in sense gratification, it only gives temporary relief. And one needs more and more dose of sense gratification, like that. And also the pain, the disease inside keeps increasing. If somebody has some disease and he just keeps on taking painkiller, the disease actually will not get cured. So sense gratification compared to the painkiller. So once I had a ear pain, very severe pain in my ear. I had gone to one doctor. So he said, he gave of course the tablet, but he said, you take one painkiller injection. So I said, okay. And then he gave me a painkiller injection. And with that injection, immediately the pain went off in 5 minutes or so. And later I came, and the next day, of course, the ear pain reduced, but where the injection was given, that part started paining. So the painkiller injection is given for reducing the pain, but the injection itself, it was paining like that. So the sense gratification is like that. It doesn't solve the problems. It only increases the problem. So we should use the time in such a way, whatever time we have, use the time in such a way that Radha Govind Maharaj only telling this, that how when we are born, we come out crying, and other people are smiling. And when we die, we should be smiling and others should be crying. So it should not be reverse. So you live a life in such a way, you utilize time in such a way, so that when we come out, we are crying, others are smiling. But when you are living, you are smiling because you know that you will go back home, back to God. But others are crying because they feel that you are such a nice person. So use time in such a way, like that. Not that you are crying and others are laughing while you are living. Not like that. So utilize time in such a way. That is, Tukaram Maharaj also says in the Abhanga, that yaj saathi kela hota athas, yaj saathi kela hota athas, shevat cha dis goda vava, goda vava. So I like this very much, Abhanga. This Gaur Gopal Prabhu once had taken our camp when I was in Mumbai working to this Dehu. And there he explained this Abhanga very nicely. So he is saying that why Tukaram Maharaj says yaja sati kela hota athas means, for this last day, final day, so much efforts I had done my whole life. So much struggle I had to undergo for this last day, so that this last day shevat cha this goda bhava, means last day should be sweet. Sweet means, of course, for him the garuda van, garuda, not garuda van, garuda came or jivda has garuda van, so garuda came actually to take him. So that is a shevat cha this goda bhava. So live, utilize time in such a way that the last day is sweet. So I will just want to tell one Prabhupada pastime and we will end here. So it's regarding the time. So it is pastime of Prabhupada, of the watch. So once Prabhupada was there and sitting in his room, and different guests were coming to meet him. And that time his personal servant was Shruta Kirti Prabhu. So first guest comes to meet Prabhupada, and he offers Prabhupada a nice watch, which was very low quality watch, not a very good watch, but he offers to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada says, I already have a watch, but he says, Prabhupada, this is for you as a gift, please take it. And then he, that person offers watch, then Prabhupada takes that watch, which is very cheap, low quality, and Prabhupada takes his watch and gives that person his watch, you know. And this person is very happy that I got a maha, you know, and he goes. Then the second person comes with more costly watch. And he comes and he offers to Prabhupada that please take this watch. And then Prabhupada takes that and he removes his watch and wears that new watch and he gives that watch to him. And like Shruti Kirti Prabhu is watching all. The third person comes with a more costly watch, you know, and he offers to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada, okay, he takes that and gives to him and he goes. The fourth person comes with a gold watch, which is completely made of gold. And then Prabhupada takes that watch, gold watch, and he gives. And the fifth person comes with the cheapest watch, the most cheapest, and he offers to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada takes out the golden watch, gives the golden watch to him, and wears that, the most cheapest watch. And Shruti Kirti Prabhu is saying, actually Prabhupada didn't say that, oh, this is golden watch, keep this with you, and I will take this watch. So he is telling that actually before having Yukta Vairagya, we should have Vairagya. So Prabhupada, he was utilizing Yukta Vairagya, but he really had Vairagya. He just gave the gold watch to him, and the cheap one. So like that. So regarding time. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Very good.